Amen. Amen. You got one more song to do. Even if. I want to sing Even If because that's my story. And the devil has been trying to kill me since I was a kid, so it ain't nothing new. But I want to thank everybody for all your prayers and support. And really, I want to thank you for your support in when I'm not here. And supporting Maverick and Scotty and the youth group and the music group. There are going to be times when I'm not. Right now, I'm feeling really good. I've had a great time this time since the chemo. And God, I believe God's already healed me. And great things are happening. But you still have this drug all in your body that messes you all up. So I'm still dealing with that. But I thank you so much. And happy Father's Day. Give him praise. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. You can turn, if you want to, into your Bibles, Daniel chapter 9. And I'll also be going to Ephesians in just a moment. I'm not going to give a very complicated message. It's very simple. It's what God laid on my heart for today. Daniel chapter 9, verse 1. In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, aren't you glad we don't have them names today? Of the seed of Medes, which was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by the books the number of the years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. This all made me cry. And I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplication with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. Now, I want you to pay attention to verse 3. I'm going to bring it back up in a minute in a little spot. And I set my face unto the Lord to seek by prayer and supplications with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. And I prayed unto the Lord my God and made my confession and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him and to them that keep his commandments. We have sinned and have committed iniquity and have done wickedly, have rebelled even by departing from the precepts and from the judgments. Neither have we hearkened unto thy servants, the prophets, which spoke in the name of our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. O Lord, righteousness belongs unto thee, but unto us confusion of faces. As at this day to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and unto all Israel that are near and are far off, through all the countries whither thou hast driven them because of their trespass, that they have trespassed against thee. He's saying they've trespassed against him, against God, against the law. O Lord, to us belongs confusion of faces, to our kings, to our princes, and to our fathers, because we have sinned against thee. To the Lord our God belongs mercy and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. Neither have we obeyed the voice of the Lord our God and walk in the laws which he set before us by his servants, the prophets. Now, they rebelled against God. They didn't walk in the law. Now, we walk in grace. Thank God. Say amen. If we were having to walk in the law, we'd all be in trouble. Yet all Israel has transgressed the law, even by departing, that they might not obey the voice. Therefore, the curse is poured out upon us, and the oath is written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, because we have sinned against him. The curse of not obeying God, the curse of not obeying God, the law. Now, everything is pretty good. And then all of a sudden he says, and he hath confirmed his words, which he spoke against us and against our judges, judging us by bringing upon us a great evil. For under the whole heaven hath not been done as has been done upon Jerusalem. God did not bring that evil upon Israel. Israel brought the evil upon themselves. When you do not listen to what God has to say and you don't follow what God has to say and there's calamity that comes to you, and I'm not talking about cancer, sickness, sickness in this world, no, the devil doesn't cause the sickness. It's man's inhumanity to man for thousands and thousands and thousands of years of having been in a fall, and we have created disease and sickness by our own inhumanity. And so there's cancer in the world, there's colds in the world, there's sickness in the world, there's disability in the world. But Satan uses all that, the demonic powers use all that to cause problems, to get you down, to get you defeated, to get you to feel like, God, where are you? To question God. Just like that song says, even if, Lord, I'm still going to believe in you. I'm not going to let go of what I believe in. Nothing can rob me of the joy of my salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. I have glory. Now, he was saying the evil was falling upon them. And, of course, under Daniel's time, I guess he could say the evil had fallen upon him because he was thrown into a lion's den. Three of his friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, were thrown into a fiery furnace. But I want you to notice something about Daniel's plight. He is confused, and he's not really confused as much as he's confused at why the people did what they did, because he didn't. But he had the calamity fall upon him in Israel, and he's asking God, what's going to take place? This evil has come upon us. Now, let me say something about the evil coming upon you. And this isn't the total message. God always set a boundary of how long that would affect you. All throughout the Old Testament, every time Israel went into captivity, he had a prophet and a boundary. And he set a boundary for the church age, from the time of Christ to the time of the resurrection. There's an age, there's a time. There's a time for the rapture. There's a time for the end time, the revelation. Everything has a time. Even your calamity has a time. But if you'll notice, Daniel is doing something. I want you to go to chapter 10, verse 12. Well, you better go back to verse 10. Sorry about that. And behold, a hand touched me, which set me upon my knees and upon the palms of my hands. Now, I don't really know theologically. I believe this was the Son of God. I believe Jesus showed up in this particular instance. But it could have been an angel. It could have been. I don't really know. I don't really care either way, because it was a miracle of God. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto you, and stand upright. For unto thee am I now sent. For everybody in here, let me tell you, Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, has been sent for your answer. He hasn't been sent for your problem. He hadn't been sent to make a problem. He hasn't been sent to send evil. He has been sent to deliver us from evil and to set our feet on solid ground. God has sent his Son to deliver us from those things that we find as a calamity. And when he had spoken these words unto me, I stood trembling. Then he said unto me, Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set your heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, your words were heard, and I am come for your words. From the very moment he began to speak his prayer, he was heard. As a matter of fact, the moment he began to pray, it was already before God on the throne in heaven. And God was already answering that particular prayer. And he said in verse 13, But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me. Now, the prince of the kingdom of Persia was a demonic power. And he withstood me 21 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, angels, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. Now I am come to make you understand what shall befall the people in the latter days. It's so amazing The moment he began to pray, God took note of that prayer and began to deliver to Daniel the answer. But there was a demonic interference in the kingdom. And as we know, I don't need to turn there. Everybody knows the verse that says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers of wickedness in high places. And like I said a couple of weeks ago, we do wrestle. It says we wrestle. My thing and your thing is we wrestle that good fight of faith. I read something the other day. I've read it before. It's not brand new, but it's very astounding to me. If you're going to pray, pray with confidence. If you're going to pray, pray believing. It doesn't do you any good to pray doubting. The enemy wants you to doubt. The enemy wants to bring you down. The enemy wants to defeat you. Let me tell you, that song about I wish I had one more day, I know that it affects a lot of people in here. I know it does. And I sympathize with you. Everybody in here has lost someone they love, and they would love to have one more day. But the reason I love that song so much is because of what it says I would do if I had one more day. Instead of waiting and hoping and wishing you had one more day, take one more day with the people you have now. I've already had my funeral. The church did me a funeral. I don't know how many years ago, but they did me a funeral. And I've already had my funeral, and I've already had the flag presented to me as a symbol of, I guess, over my death. So I'm already taking care of everything. There's no funeral coming up. There's only a celebration. But I want to tell you, this message today is not just for fathers. It's for mothers. It's for teenagers. It's for young people. Don't take any time for granted. Believe now and live now. Take the time to love each other, to hold each other, to speak to each other. Take the time, because one day it could be gone. And you know that. Everybody in here has lost someone. And we've lost someone that we dearly love. But I find when it says we wrestle, two things I want to share with you. Number one, Daniel could not fix Israel's problem in a physical fight. Daniel couldn't deliver himself from the lion's den in a physical fight. Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego could not deliver themselves from a fiery furnace in a physical fight. Your fight is spiritual. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. You know, what amazes me so much about that is, I know in the Old Testament, Satan still had a lot of reign, because Christ had not come yet and died. And he was thrown to this earth, and he was a prince over a lot of areas that were wicked. And not only wicked, but he tried to influence a lot of times Israel. And he did. As a matter of fact, you know the stories about when they were always, when they were told how to defeat Israel. This is pretty good. Send them your women. Don't look at me strange like that. That's what they did. They sent the women in and they said, get her married, and the women will lead them into doing the wrong things and they will have a problem. You know, Adam and Eve, I understand you taught on that the other day, and I heard good words about that, about your message on Wednesday night. Adam and Eve didn't have a need. They didn't really have a need for any more influence with God or any more understanding. I mean, they had all they needed. But sometimes we get very desperate to want something we can't have or don't need. And we as parents or we as young people, we need to understand it's not about what I want, it's about what I have. Be content with such as you have. Quit trying to make things something they're not. But like I said, you wrestle. Everybody wrestles their problem. The other day, my wife was telling me, and I agree with her. She said, I know God's a healer. I know He's going to heal you. But she has to live with me and see the problems I go through. Of course, I had problems before this, but she has to see the things that I go through, and knowing the chemo and knowing everything that happens and watching it and having to deal with, you know, she's trying to make sure I eat. And even though sometimes right after chemo the food doesn't taste very good, you still have to eat it. And so I have to tell myself, this is good, this is nutrient, this is, she wouldn't feed me bad food, so I just shove it all in and keep eating. And give me that green drink. Ugh. I don't know how y'all do that as a breakfast. Biscuits and gravy is a good breakfast. Matter of fact, I had that this morning. And yesterday, too. I ate yesterday, too. But it amazes me that God says in Ephesians, after we're still under all that He purchased for us, that we still wrestle. That we still have to fight that good fight of faith. And she said to me the other day, she said, some days I'm weaker than others. And I said, you know, that's where the scripture says, let the stronger lift up the weaker in Romans. It's not saying they're weaker in life. They're just facing a calamity they're wrestling with. Everybody in here tries to wrestle your problems physically. My dad tried to beat mine out of me. And for the first few years of my life with my kids, I tried to dominate them. There was a thought in my mind, if I can make my boys fear me, then I won't ever have a problem with them. But you know, if you make somebody fear you, they're going to hurt you. And one day they'll hurt you one way or the other because they're afraid of you. I often have said this in martial arts. Be careful. Never fight somebody who's scared of you. Because if they're scared of you, they'll hurt you. They'll bite you. They'll do something. I told my oldest son the other day, he said, I'm going to come home, make sure that you do everything you're supposed to do. I said, son, I know right now your mother can beat me up. Gail reminds me of it at least once a week. And I know you can beat me up, my son, but I'll bite you. I'll take a hunk right out of you. And we all do that. We all have our wrestling. We all fight. We even fight husbands and wives. We fight our kids sometimes because we don't want them to grow up maybe with all the dumb things we had to grow up with. And we try to change that by being different. But we fight. We physically get in there and fight. But the Bible says you don't fight flesh and blood. You really don't win by wrestling flesh and blood. Daniel could not have won the battle in a physical fight. He had to go spiritual. Your dilemmas are all in the spirit. And the interesting thing, let me find this about Daniel right here. And I know we need to fast. I know we need to pray. And it's great. But the angel says unto Daniel, from the first day that you did set your heart to understand and to chasten yourself before God, your words were heard, and I am come for your words. God doesn't come because you beat yourself up. If you're going to fast, fast in praise. Fast in joy. God doesn't come because you're crying, even though He's taken care of every tear and holds them. He comes because you believe. He comes because you have need of Him. He comes because He's a great Father who loves you and wants to change your life, and He wants to help you. God is a healer. But He said, I come for your words. What were the words? God, give me wisdom and show me how to turn this around. And the only way it could be turned around was in the Spirit. You're not going to win in the kingdom realm a physical fight. You might win a physical fight on this earth. You might win an argument. But that's not going to win in the kingdom. I like what my son said the other day. He didn't say this up here, but that's okay. He said, "Dad, I got a person who's bothering me." And he said, "You know what I decided to do? Because I learned this years ago," he said, "and you've always talked about it." He said, "I'm going to kill him with kindness." I remember Scott and Amy. You can come up. Scott and Amy praying over Trent. They didn't have to pray over Tyler. He was already messed up. See, Trent was having a tough time. And what they would do, and I'm sure Scott wanted to beat him once in a while. But you see, the physical never worked. My dad was very physical. It never changed me. I just figured out how to lie and sneak around all the physical. But when somebody began to pray for me, like Scott and Amy would go in, open the door to Trent's room, and they would begin to pray while he's asleep. And they would pray over him, God's favor and God's blessing and God's wisdom. They were fighting the battle where you win with the Spirit of God. And they won. Trent's a pretty amazing guy to me. I don't want to follow him around work, but... You're not going to win in the kingdom what you want done by your physical anger, your physical fight. You're only going to win when you trust God and let Him do what He does best. And that's a win in the kingdom. Amen? Stand with me. Oh, give Him praise. Hallelujah. If you believe, then you believe His word. And it's more for your words than it is for your strength that He prevails. You can have the words of, "Lord, I'm weak. Lord, I'm scared. Lord, I really don't know what to do." You can even say sometimes to God, "Lord, where are you?" He understands. But let your words of, "Even so, Lord, I believe." The angels go before you, surround you. Christ has put His blood upon you. And the resurrection power of life resides in you. You're not looking for life outside. That life has already come. If you've asked Jesus Christ to come in you, the Bible says that the Godhead bodily lives in you. The body of the Godhead resides in you. Resurrection power lifted Him from the grave, and the same power that raised Him from the grave is the same power that changed your life. You have the power of God in you. Only believe. Pray with me. Father, I pray for all the family today, but for the fathers. So often, mankind out here has put fathers in the position of having to be a hands-on physical disciplinarian. Now, I know, God, that we are to drive the wickedness out of the kids' hearts, but we're not to cause them turmoil. And so, Father, I pray that You'll help every father and mother in here understand that their battle is not with their children, not with their husband, not with their family. Their battle is with the enemy. And the only way that we can win that battle is through Jesus Christ and His blood. It's a victory that He paid for. And Lord, I pray that right now as we go, that each and every one of us will understand, I have victory in Christ, not in my strength. And Lord, bless them today. Bless them mightily. Help them, cover them, heal them in Jesus' name. And everybody would say, amen. God bless you.